And one of the things that we started off with was allowing you to do all of that from our Workspace Studio app and our side panel. However, we know that a lot of people use Gemini and the Gemini side panel as well within Workspace. And now we're going to allow you to just go straight into Gemini in the side panel within Workspace. And you can say, request any sort of workflow that you want. You can say, hey, whenever an email comes in from this particular person, or if it matches certain criteria, please create a flow that will automate X, Y, and Z. And that'll generate a flow for you right there. And then you can continue to turn it on or modify it in Studio itself.
Welcome to the Google Workspace Studio updates. Today, I have a special guest with me, Carlin. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Carlin, what about you tell our viewers? What do you do at Google?
Yeah, so I work as a product manager on Workspace Studio.
There were a lot of really interesting announcements at Google Cloud Next last week, and a lot of them were concerning Workspace Studio. So how about we go through the different announcements that were made so we give the viewers an idea of the new features that they can look forward to?
Sounds great. Happy to talk about it.
Let's start out by talking about the feature that we're going to launch where you can create flows in the Gemini side panel.
Yeah, of course. So if you haven't used Workspace Studio yet, you know, it's an awesome product. It's great for helping you automate workflows and repetitive tasks across Workspace. And one of the things that we started off with was allowing you to do all of that from our Workspace Studio app and our side panel. However, we know that a lot of people use Gemini and the Gemini side panel as well within Workspace. And now we're going to allow you to just go straight into Gemini in the side panel within Workspace. And you can say, request any sort of workflow that you want. You can say, hey, whenever an email comes in from this particular person, or if it matches certain criteria, please create a flow that will automate X, Y, and Z. And that'll generate a flow for you right there. And then you can continue to turn it on or modify it in Studio itself too.
Yeah, I love that feature. I look forward to using it myself because very often you are like, let's say, in Gmail and you get an idea for an automation. And now you don't actually have to context switch. You can do it right from that email. So that's going to be great. On to the next announcement. We have a lot of Google Workspace users who love using Notebook LM. Yes. Is there a way maybe to bring Studio and Notebook LM closer together?
Yes, of course. So one of the new features and integrations we're bringing in is Notebook LM. What's great about this is you have people have created these little knowledge bases around maybe like company policies or team processes. And what they do with Studio now, you can create a flow that will then query your Notebook LM directly. And people have used this for FAQ or Q&A types of use cases to have an email that's coming in, check a notebook, and then draft an automatic reply back. The first step that's coming through will be querying the notebook. And then the second step that'll come a little bit later is adding sources programmatically to your notebook. So you can really automate the full end-to-end sort of Q&A side of things. If there was a question that you don't have an answer to, and then later on you like develop that sort of answer, you can add that to your notebook. You can add sources to your notebook as well.
Now, Workspace Studio has been embraced by our Google Workspace customers, but some of these customers also use Gemini Enterprise. What are we doing for those cases? Where, in what sense are we bringing these two capabilities closer together?
Yeah. So one thing that we think is important is this general principle around better interop across all our Google services. And so, you know, initially with Workspace Studio, we launched with most of the integrations being first party and within our, you know, Gmail, Calendar, DocSheets, Drive. But one of the things we're doing now is we're expanding those capabilities and integrations. You'll be able to actually also ask a Gemini Enterprise agent from our Studio Flow. So you can integrate with any agent that you've created in Gemini Enterprise and have it then respond back with a response that you can then plug through the rest of your workflow as well. So just first of many additional ways that we're trying to bring all the pieces together between Gemini Enterprise and Workspace.
I'm really looking forward to that feature because I know from speaking to customers, to users, that this is something they were also very interested in seeing happening. So really happy that we'll be rolling that out in the future. Now, currently, Google Workspace Studio can be used for your own personal productivity, but in the future, will that change when we're thinking about teams?
Yeah, of course. One of my favorite flows that I use today is this little bug filing flow. It's just like it's a small, simple thing, but whenever someone sends a message within, certain chat spaces, I build a like emoji react and then have that then create a bug that can be, shared with my team, and then we can notify the team about the bug, and it summarizes it and extracts the key points and the issues. And what's great about these team collaboration use cases is it just helps to streamline so many more additional workflows. A number of new features will be coming in later on. So we'll finally enable sending to chat spaces, sending to other users, sending to emails as well, auto forwarding emails, auto sending emails, and modifying shared files. So docs and sheets, as well as adding files into shared drive folders, which will just open up a whole new set of use cases, which I think are going to be really handy.
Yep, very cool. And one flow that our team has tested that actually works really well, which will be publicly available, is our manager set up a flow that reminds all of us to add our topics to the meeting notes for our weekly sync. So, yes, that is really great for team productivity. So, looking forward that all of our users can also use these capabilities in the future. You touched on something interesting. You said about creating a bug automatically is like, that sounds like extensibility, creating your own custom steps. Is that something users can
Yeah,
look forward to?
for sure, for sure. I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. That's going to be exciting. One of the things is just when you have internal systems. So of course, Google has our own internal systems for bug tracking and things like that too. But if you have those, what's coming out as well soon will be this extensibility aspect where you can build your own custom steps using add-ons and app script. And what's going to be really exciting is it's not just custom actions, which of course allow you to send data outward towards the service, but we're going to eventually support custom starters or triggers as well. So you can have events happening in other systems actually ping in and then trigger a workflow. So that really completes the whole end-to-end and allows you to address more of that long tail.
What about third-party integrations? Any news on that front?
Oh, yes, sorry, right. So we also will have third-party connectors that are out of the box coming through. So we'll have some of the top 10 sort of partners we've been working with on the HubSpot, Salesforce, MailChimp, Asana, Jira, that side. And you'll see a lot of these coming through as well. They're out of the box. And lastly, that also reminds me, if for whatever reason, the third-party connectors and maybe like writing full-on app script add-ons are not kind of your gig, we also will support webhooks, of course. So you have outgoing webhooks to hit sort of any endpoint you want if you want.
Now, a very important aspect of Google Workspace Studio is security and governance. And we made a couple of announcements concerning this. Let's start out with a new feature that we will be adding, approvals. Can you walk us through how this will work?
Yeah, absolutely. So approvals is a really important part of making sure that agentic automation is safe. So one of the key pieces here is ensuring that as a user, if your flow may be performing actions that could maybe send data to outside parties and maybe sending or processing sensitive data, you want to make sure that the person can take a look at it first and just verify, oh, right, I meant to send that sort of information over to people outside of our company. So what will happen is you'll have a new page right in Studio that's called Approvals that allows you to have a unified place to review all the different actions that might be taken and were paused until you reviewed it first. What's also great is this ties into the admin side, where admins can enforce certain policies. They might say, hey, anytime content's being sent to an external party or certain classifications of data, say like really confidential data or data that has PII in it or financial information in it, it can sort of catch these types of data that are being processed and then trigger the approval.
Now, we also mentioned some more admin governance features. Could you maybe touch on some of them?
Yeah, for sure. So it's really important to us that, for our businesses, we are providing a workspace portfolio that's cohesive and like safe and like governable, right? And so one of the key, several key additions that we're adding, we will have an what we call an agent access management dashboard. So right in the admin console, you can see all the studio agents that have been developed across all your employees. You'll be able to see each individual one. You can suspend them or dig into the details to see what access scopes it has as well. And then the last piece that is interesting beyond just managing and seeing what is happening, of course, is attribution for end users too. One thing that's really important for us is thinking through, how do we make sure people understand if they are interacting with, let's call it an AI or agentic system, and like, you know, emails being sent from Carlin are actually being done by an agent or not? So we want to make sure there's some transparency there, and end users will now be able to see when an action was taken by a studio agent, and they'll have a little badge for you, and you'll see the attribution, so you can clearly identify what is being done with automation.
Switching gears, we also announced something very different, Skills. Can you tell us what this new capability is about?
Yeah, you know, actually Skills is super exciting. I'd love to talk about this a little bit more. So if you haven't yet, there is this concept of agent skills that's been kind of taking over the market recently. And at its core, it's about helping you sort of codify really, really useful knowledge and like instructions in a little package that you can then hand off to an agent or, you know, a model like Gemini. And what we wanted to do was take that concept and make it really easy to use for everyday knowledge workers. We call it Skills, and I think there's a whole thing about naming too. Like, we were thinking about whether or not there's an easier way to term this, but I would explain it as a little set of, like a little playbook that you can put together right in Studio that allows you to teach Gemini the different know-hows or processes or company guidelines and that you could then allow yourself to use or other coworkers to use in a reusable way. So let me give a concrete example. Brand guidelines is the canonical example here. Let's say, you know, as you're a team, maybe you want to put together some brand guidelines around how you talk in your products or even your pitch decks or like what colors you use, the logos, the fonts. You can put that all together in a reusable package with like instructions. And then what you can do is reuse a skill anywhere across Workspace. If you're in Slides, if you're in Docs, if you're in Gmail, you can just say, hey, mention my particular skill, maybe the brand guidelines skill. And then you can say, hey, let's update this draft or update this deck to match our brand guidelines or create a whole new deck using our brand guidelines. And what's great about that is now you're reusing all that expertise and that knowledge in one easy way rather than having to like copy and paste or like write out a really large, long prompt every time.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I very much look forward to, you know, making video tutorials about how to use Skills and also inspiring people, you know, sharing possible use cases with them. And that also means if you, dear viewer, want to watch these video tutorials, I highly recommend you subscribe to this YouTube channel and also to stay up to date with all things Google Workspace Studio and the cool new features that will land in the next couple of weeks and months and also further in the future, because this might be the first time that Carlin is here on the channel, but it definitely won't be the last time, right?
Hope not. I'm excited for this.
Absolutely. I know the team is really busy working on a lot of new features, and we're looking forward to share this with all of the viewers. And yeah, thank you, Carlin, for being here. Thank you, viewers, for watching you, and I'll catch you in the next video.